What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Is on with Mario Lopez.
What up, Mario Lopez? Back for a few hours of fun. Coming up, Tish Cyrus, Miley's mom's going to be stopping by. A new show over on Bravo to tell us about. Plus, speaking of Miley, wedding rumors to get to the bottom of in the Hollywood buzz, and another Transformers movie out today. And my daughter Gia's got an unseen movie review for us. We got all that and more. Music starting for you right now. All right, Mario Lopez here. Fraser and Nichols' new Transformers movie out now, the fifth in the franchise. Mark Wahlberg's back for this one. Anthony Hopkins is joining the cast as well. That's a bit of a surprise. Give it some gravitas there. And my daughter Gia wanted to do an unseen movie review, so let's get to it. Gia's thoughts on Transformers The Last Night.
Gia's unseen movie review.
I can't believe that they made another Transformers movie. Spoiler alert, the evil robots want to destroy the Earth again. There's even a robot dinosaur who helps fight the evil robots. I don't know how it ends, but I assume the good guys win. I don't recommend seeing it, but if you're looking for some good stupid fun, why not? I give it 3 out of 5 Marky Marks. Give me a Wahlburger.
There's a dinosaur robot?
There is. It's a T-Rex.
Is it?
Yeah, I guess later on in the Transformers
universe,
they created some dinosaur robots.
Oh, wow.
As well.
I got to say, I loved it as a kid. And man, it is I'm officially old because I went to see one of these movies with my nephews. I don't know if it was 2 or 3. It is so loud and crazy. It's like you're on a ride for 2 hours.
Oh,
it's like
yeah.
Too much. I'm officially old. But nice review, Gia. Nice review.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Check out all of Gia's unseen movie reviews right now at onwithmario.com. More fun and music on the way from the Geico Studios, where 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, I'm Mario Lopez, and if you get a chance, check out the Lopez Family YouTube channel. It's all about the Lopez Fam Bam going down to Orlando, Florida for our big annual family adventure, hitting up Universal Studios, Disneyland, a little work, and my gosh, dealing with a hurricane practically at the same time. So check it out. Lopez Family YouTube channel up now. What up, Tamara Lopez? Tish Cyrus stopping by a little later. While we wait on her to get here, I think we're going to get to these rumors about her daughter, Miley. Word is she could soon be walking down the aisle. I'm going to tell you all we know after a few more songs. Mario Courtney Lopez, and there are all kinds of rumors out there that Miley Cyrus is getting ready to walk down the aisle.
On with Mario, Hollywood Buzz.
All right, so the story is out of the UK. Miley and Liam Hemsworth are apparently planning to elope. I don't know how they know these sorts of stories? Like, how do you know a secret if you're planning to elope?
They told somebody and they sold them out. That's all I can think about.
That's awful, right? Yeah, I guess that's about the only way it could happen. It could happen as early as this weekend. Apparently, they love the idea of a spontaneous Vegas wedding with a few friends and family.
Yeah.
She seems like that type, like, hey, let's just do it.
Did she
Is that
say
your
it
Miley
like that
impression?
Let's just do it. I'm not raspy enough to,
wow.
to do Miley.
That's also like, not that, southern
that's
enough.
Surfer. Fraser, do yours.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
Yeah. I'm Miley.
That's pretty good.
It is. It sounds that's like a really that
she's
deep
got
too.
Sort of a southern, and I don't know why it's southern because she's raised here in L.A., right here in Toluca Lake. Anyway, Miley's mom, Tish Cyrus, is going to be here in an hour or so. She's very sweet, so we're going to have to ask her.
Don't move. More with Mario coming your way from the Geico Studios, where 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
What up? It's Mario Courtney Lopez. M&M's, my favorite, have introduced a new flavor. Do you call it caramel or caramel? I say caramel.
I say caramel.
You would. We're helping them celebrate, however, by hooking up a listener with a $5,000 cash gift card. You could use it to book your own trip to Carmel, California.
Ooh, I like that. Sounds good. So to enter for a chance to win, text the keyword Mario to 64895. We'll text you back to let you know you've entered, or you can enter online at onwithmario.com.
For more info and rules, go to onwithmario.com. Keyword contest. A confirmation text will be sent. Standard message and data rates apply. All right, Mario Lopez here. Katy Perry making an appearance in the Hollywood Buzz in just a bit. I'm going to tell you about the record she just broke. Email buckets up next, though. Back with your tweets, comments, DMs, and more in 10. All right, email bucket is open. It's Mario and Courtney Lopez. What do you got, honey?
Okay, this is from Bethany Willard, and she said, I need some advice. I've been dating a guy for about 6 months and just met his best friend, who happens to be a very attractive girl. I wasn't worried about it, but after being around her a few times, they are a little too close for comfort. What should I do?
Bethany, I hate to tell you, but there's nothing you can do, because if she was in his life prior to you being in the relationship, then I think you're just going to have to see how comfortable you are moving forward. But because if it bugs you too much, then you got to get out of it right now. Now, if he all of a sudden got friendly with this person once you all started dating, then you have a right to sort of voice how you feel and maybe kind of put the kibosh that you're not feeling too comfortable with it. But you can't change someone's history prior. That's what I feel. I know my wife is shaking her head. She disagrees.
Well, I won't mention any names, but there's one particular person who you have been friends with for over a decade. And I thought you were a little too close for comfort. Not physical or anything. It just I questioned your relationship with this person. After time, she's like your sister. I realized that. But I had to wait it out.
I went, huh, interesting. See, and it worked out, right?
Want to drop a note into the email bucket? Just tweet us at OnWithMario. And don't move, because Mario's got more for you in just a sec from the Geico Studios, where 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
So people loving that new Liam Payne song, Strip That Down. Cool title. And if you stay up late tonight, you can see Liam perform it on The Tonight Show. And then on Friday, set your DVR, because our buddy Andy Grammer is going to be taking the stage on The Today Show. What up? Mario Lopez here. Katy Perry is celebrating a number one album and now is the undisputed queen of Twitter. I'm going to tell you why next in the Hollywood Buzz. Mario Courtney Lopez and my girl Katy Perry setting a Twitter record.
On with Mario, Hollywood Buzz.
So Katy doesn't just have the biggest album in the world right now. She is also the first person to reach 100 million Twitter followers.
Wow. Woo!
Yeah. Congratulations. Fired up about
Very
that,
excited.
Frazier. Man, that's a lot.
Are there 100 million people in the world?
Yeah.
No, it's, oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. You need to learn from things other than memes.
There's actually billions.
It just seems like so much, you know? But do that many people have access to social media, I guess?
Yes. There's about, fun fact, about 350 million in this country.
Yeah,
correct?
Probably a little more.
Probably, it is an astronomical number when
then
you think about it.
There's no
though.
Excuse
there's
for
like
people.
A billion people in China alone.
There's no excuse for someone not to find a significant other. I'm sorry.
You're right, but that's not what this is about.
There's that many people in this world. I thought it was just us four.
Yeah. Those are the ones that count. Katie's number one. Justin Bieber is two with 97 million. Her frenemy, Taylor Swift, is number three at 85 million. Staggering right there. Meanwhile, Katie lashing out at award shows saying all the trophies she's won are fake. I think she means they're fake because they sort of tell you that you're going to win, as opposed to showing up
and being
waiting
surprised.
To see and
yeah.
being surprised. Oh, that's how they okay. get
but
you
they
to
do
show
that
up.
So you go, right.
Exactly, exactly.
From the Geico Studios, where 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance, this is On With Mario Lopez.
Hey, if you missed Shawn Mendes on Fallon the other night, just head over to onwithmario.com, got the video up. Shawn doing his new hit, Nothing Holding Me Back. Cool song right there. Shawn also hitting the road with our buddy Charlie Puth in a couple weeks, too. Got those dates and ticket info on the site for you as well. All right, new design show over on Bravo, Cyrus versus Cyrus. Tish Cyrus going head-to-head with her daughter, Brandy, on home renovations. Tish is here to tell us all about it. Plus, we're going to get her thoughts on all the Miley wedding rumors out there as well. Back with Tish Cyrus in 10. What up, y'all? Mario Lopez, and joining me now in studio from the new Bravo show, Cyrus versus Cyrus, Design and Conquer, Tish Cyrus. How are you, Tish?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. You look fantastic.
So do you.
Thank you so
Cutie.
Much.
Cutie.
Oh, well, thanks. You ain't throwing me all off. Monkey Ranch right here. This is cool. This is a home makeover show. I like those kind of shows, and I'm making over a kitchen right now. Oh, my gosh. What goes into it? It's
crazy.
It's crazy. So have you always had like a passion for interior design?
Always. Honestly, my kids, like, they're so sick of me making over our houses. I mean, seriously, they're like, Mom, can you just leave the house alone? But I love it so much. And over the years, I've had a lot of offers to do reality shows, obviously, like, you know, like family oriented reality shows. And something I would have never done. And so when this came about, I was so excited. And I get to work with Brandy.
Yeah.
Which is great. And it's been so much fun.
And essentially in each episode, you're competing against your daughter, Brandy, right? So,
yes.
So how does that work? And how's her style different from yours?
You know, what we learned is it's not a huge difference, but we present each client with two different designs.
Okay.
You know, we don't get to see each other's design beforehand. So she pitches a design and I pitch a design. Whosoever they choose, that's your lead designer. Then we come together to put it all in place. But it was kind of crazy because in every episode, people kind of loved elements of both.
Right.
Which was really cool. And so when they both came together, we realized like really the two of us together and the designs we came up with that were kind of a mix of both were the best.
You're so co-directors.
Yeah,
if you will.
It was really cool.
Well, the show is Cyrus versus Cyrus, Thursdays on Bravo. We're going to have more with Tish in a sec.
From the Geico Studios, where 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. This is On with Mario Lopez.
Mario Lopez here, back with Tish Cyrus. And I got to ask about this story. Your husband is now going by Cyrus. Do you still call him Billy Ray?
I call him BR.
VR.
Yeah.
Better than BS.
I don't know. I think that was just something to say for a minute. Like, although a lot of people do just call him Cyrus in his defense, and he always wanted to go by Cyrus. He never wanted to be Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah.
So maybe he's just throwing it back and doing what he always originally wanted to do.
He's like Diddy. Changes his name every once in a while.
Or Prince, or, you know.
There you go. There you go.
I don't know.
All right, Tish Cyrus is hanging out. It's Mario Lopez. Noah was in here not too long ago. Such a sweetheart. All your kids down to earth, by the way. But you got to be very proud, right? She's doing great.
So proud. I mean, she's doing it the old rock and roll way. She's out on tour doing a lot of the iHeart shows.
Yeah.
And
she's
in
Miami,
a van.
Right?
You know, she's out in a van.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, Molly was doing Disney. We got buses back then.
Yeah.
And so Noah's always like, Mom, come with me. I'm like, absolutely not. I'm wanting to get in a van with you in your van.
I'll meet you there.
Yeah. See you there.
I'm Mario Lopez. Tish Cyrus is with us talking about her new Bravo show, Cyrus versus Cyrus. And this next episode, it looks pretty personal. You're turning a barn into a home for Miley?
We did. And this episode is so cool because Miley's in it. The whole family's in it.
Whose barn is it?
I just bought a house in town in Nashville. We've always had a farm in Nashville.
Okay.
But filming the show, I was filming in Nashville. And I bought a small home in Nashville and it had an old, old barn on it. The barn was literally falling down. And then really, truly, Billy Ray was like, why don't, you know, I wish Miley was home more. Why don't you turn that barn into a house for her?
Did you keep it barn themed or?
You know Miley. Of course not.
Well, I didn't know if she let you have your way with it.
The cool part is like it is barn themed on the outside and you walk in and it screams Miley.
Hey, speaking of Miley, what's up with all the wedding rumors? How do you handle that?
Is
she eloping?
Is
she having a wedding?
She's not eloping. She's not getting married. They are so freaking happy. And living in Malibu, that new single.
Nice.
You know, she's so happy. And she's always like, I don't know why everybody wants us to get married. Like, it's so perfect.
Yeah.
You know, she got time.
She got time. What would you eventually like to have? A big wedding for your daughters or
of course,
some small?
I probably would. She would never do that. I don't think.
Really?
No.
Huh.
She's a simple girl.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Well, Cyrus versus Cyrus, Design and Conquer, airs Thursdays on Bravo, and you can follow her on Twitter and Instagram.
That's right.
At Tish Cyrus.
Yep.
Correct. I'm following.
Follow.
All right, you got it. Thanks for coming by, honey.
Bye, Mario.
From the Geico Studios, where 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance at geico.com. This is On with Mario Lopez. More coming up.
You're on Mario Courtney Lopez, and we've got a new contest for you in honor of the new Carmel or Caramel M&Ms. We are giving someone a $5,000 cash gift card.
You can use it to book your own trip to Carmel, California. Enter for a chance to win at onwithmario.com or text the keyword Mario to 64895.
For all the info and rules, go to onwithmario.com, keyword contest. A confirmation text will be sent. Standard message and data rates apply. Hi, Mario Lopez here. If you get a sec, check me out on Instagram. A lot of photos of everyone who stops by. I just posted one of me and Tish Cyrus, who was here last hour, behind the scenes videos, a few funny memes. At On with Mario Lopez, double tap, drop a comment, and click follow. On with Mario Lopez, Courtney Frazier Nichols in here as well, and happy National Selfie Day. This is a big day for you, Frazier. I can't believe it.
I have maintained many times that if you count the number of selfies on your Instagram versus mine, you win hands down.
You have selfies, you absolutely win.
Well, you add up the half selfies, yes.
I can't do that today. I have a swollen eye.
Just do the half selfie Frazier. Yeah. Do the other half that's
just
not
do
swollen.
The other side of your face.
Oh,
what is
gosh.
Wrong with your eye, by the way?
I woke up the other day in Mexico and just under my right eye, it's swollen and I have like a little sack.
I think we were like in the jungle out there and there's some insects that might.
Oh, what if a spider bit you?
Yeah, something might have bit you.
Shut
bitten all over.
What if there's babies in the sack?
You shut your face.
Maybe it laid eggs.
Take a selfie.
Don't move. More with Mario coming your way from the Geico Studios, where 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Quick reminder, you're going to get to relive iHeart Summer 17 weekend this Friday and Saturday night, 8 p.m. on the Audience Network. Miley Cyrus, Noah Cyrus, Backstreet Boys, Halsey, Fifth Harmony, Luis Fonsi, and more. All the info and few highlights up right now at onwithmario.com. Mario Lopez almost out of here, but want to talk about this. Hundreds of drivers hitting the road to recreate one of my favorite movies. One last thing coming up next. Mario, Courtney Lopez, Frazier Nichols. Time now for one last thing. Car fanatics recreating one of my favorite movies, Smokey and the Bandit. I love that movie.
I've never seen it.
Oh, what? My gosh. Well, it's way before your time with Burt Reynolds and Jackie Gleason. It is a classic.
Yeah, those are old names, so.
Yes, they are.
Sally Field.
This is Sally Field, yes. This is for the movie's 40th anniversary. 300 Pontiac Trans Ams are going to be driving from Texarkana to Atlanta. And Frazier, I believe it's going to go through your hometown, Georgia. It is all going down this weekend. In 1977, it was Universal's second largest grossing movie. Burt Reynolds was the biggest movie star in the world at that time. Such a cool movie. Can I tell you? It holds up.
This is On with Mario Lopez from the Geico Studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance at geico.com.
All right, that's it. Big thanks to Tish Cyrus for stopping by. We are back tomorrow with more fun. Courtney's going to have some more mom hacks for us and a whole bunch more. It's Mario Lopez. Good night. Go.
On with Mario Lopez.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath,
and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Take a pause from your to-do list with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.